The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Hand me that can of Lysol. Let's get this show going. Happy Monday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A.
Yes.
This morning, walked into the studio. My husband, by the way, is out today. He had a friend pass, so he's out of the studio. But I wanted to talk about how stinky it is in here. Okay. Anthony A, it smells.
Okay. That's
and no, it stinks. It's dirty. It stinks. All these dirty boys. Sorry. You men need to do something with your
before
lives.
Before you start bashing men, allow me to...
Who's the one in here?
Okay, first of all, back it up. Let's back it up. Allow me to mentally transition from everything you just said right now. You unpacked a lot.
I did.
All right, dude.
What we need to do is unpack some Lysol wipes.
No.
Right now.
It doesn't smell that bad.
That all bad? Right. That bad. Yeah. Listen to
dude,
me.
Dana,
all the women listening are like, wait, he said that bad?
I turned a corner in the building and it smelled like a hospital in here.
I can't help it.
All right, what kind of stuff are you spraying in here right now? At least
Lysol.
The stench of other men I know I can inhale. Right now, I'm breathing all these chemicals, dude.
You know what the thing is? We got a lot of single dudes that work here in the studio, and single men, I don't believe, wash their clothes very often. I think you throw them on the floor, and then you sniff, you take a whiff, and whatever you think passed the whiff test, you put it back on your body. And then when things heat up, that stink comes through.
Ew.
The
you're
smell
right.
of the
you're
body,
right
the odor,
that.
The bacteria.
Unless it's date night, then you break out a fresh shirt.
Yeah, I agree. And that's how you fake out the woman. Then she thinks you're clean. In reality, you're a big old mess.
You just walking around smelling like potpourri.
Yeah.
I will say on that note, though, the best thing a woman can tell you is that you smell good.
I believe
one
that
of the best things.
Single men, you know what your cologne should be? Lysol. Fabuloso, Paisol, Lysol something. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, speaking of first dates, it's National Red Wine Day, which is a great drink for a first date.
You know what's crazy? Women are being marketed to, alcoholic beverages are marketing to women, and now women are drinking more than ever before.
Hey.
It's Wine Wednesday, Vino Thursday, a little Sunday brunchy brunch.
Yo,
ladies, watch it.
Yeah, watch it, fool. If you're polishing a whole bottle, chill out, Sandra.
Yeah, come on.
Double fist them.
All right. We also got National Bow Tie Day if you want to get spiffy out there.
You said bow tie. I thought you were going to say Botox. I got so excited.
God, that's so funny, dude. All right, yo, we're going to wrap it up on National Motorist Consideration Day. And this is one that I want to wrap it up on. All right, last Monday in August is encouraging people to be kind to other drivers on the road. All right, chill out with the road rage and kick back with the middle fingers.
In other words, I need to be kind to DJ Automatic because he drives me everywhere.
Thank you very much.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
America is having a serious problem when it comes to obesity. And unfortunately, it's not getting better. Even our kids are overweight. They have a lower life expectancy.
People putting out some thick babies.
I know. It's our fault, though, too. It's our fault as parents. You know, we get
they
thicker.
They weren't born
they
thick,
thicker.
Though, Anthony.
No, they weren't born thick. I have a health hack for you right now. Not only will you get healthy, lose weight, but you're going to save money, too.
I was born thick. I was a C-section kid. Thick and big old head. But yes, the rest of them, no. The rest of them are not.
Well, you know what I mean, though. And here's where it all boils down to. I found this research at healthline.com. Just 20 plus years ago, eating out was a very rare treat. It was something that you only did a couple of times a month, if that. Now, let's look outside the window, or if you're driving around right now, there's probably a food spot on every corner or stacked up next to each other. We eat out all the time. I don't, though. I cook.
Oh, bull. We've gone to eat probably, what, 5 of the last 8 days.
Where? Automatic? What are you talking about?
We had a Chipotle yesterday.
Okay, and then?
You and Ava went to go eat somewhere without me. Where
no,
we
did not.
Man.
That is not true.
Damn, Dana, I've never seen a woman be so upset about eating out.
Because it's a lie. He wants me to cook 3 meals a day after working 20 hours.
Dana, I like to munch, okay?
He's mad when I don't.
That's
such a
funny
lie.
Anthony.
He's mad because he doesn't want to grill. We need to grill more. Okay, I need your help. Grilling is good and you're good at it.
Come on, dude.
All right.
Okay.
Whatever you say.
Okay.
We'll just order a pizza.
There you go.
Anyway, again. No. Okay. So researchers, like I said, I'm going to take it back there, say that eating at restaurants is bad for your overall health because 50% of full service restaurants, you know, the sit down ones, and 70% of fast food places are poor dietary quality. Now, hold on. If you eat out, I know it tastes good, but it's really bad for you. If you must eat out, check the menu before. Most places now have a caloric intake and all that. You can kind of plan. But in the end, eating at home saves you money. Does it save you time? No. But you could do things like we did. We got an air fryer. We got a crock pot. We have a husband who grills.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm not kidding. Grill food tastes so good. And you're not putting any grease in it.
You also at home, though. Don't be afraid to check the cook, dog. You know, see what's going on in the kitchen. See how they're handling your food, bro. Because when you're working with moms, you know, sometimes moms be leaving like hair and plates and stuff like that.
Oh, come on.
Every now and then.
We have little.
Every now and then.
We have little gray hairs or whatever. What color is your hair? Whatever. White,
it's
gray.
Platinum gray.
Platinum gray hairs in all our food.
My mom would get so heated when we call her out for that, dog. She'd be like, just pull. Anyway, just check the cook everywhere you go.
Hair out, you know it's mine, and eat the damn food. That's what I say.
How about you put it there? I'm gonna put you in a hairnet.
No, dude, that's what it means to be made with love.
You know what's worse? Half the time it's our dog's hair.
Okay.
And you know what? It's better to get a hair from home than a hair from a restaurant.
Yeah, dude, a hair from Dana is way better than a hair from Luis.
Yes, exactly.
You know, since we're on the topic of hair and food, I have the worst luck
when
it comes to getting hair in my food. Every time we go out to eat anywhere, I will find a hair in my food.
Well, you should start grilling more, bud. That's what you should do.
All right, that's your health hack. Eat out less, make food at home, and if you must eat out, check the menu, count the calories. We can get healthy together. Yeah. We can do this. At Dana Cortez on Instagram, follow me and send me a DM, and I'll send this research to you right now.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I'm so excited. It's time for What's Your Sign? Sirmani, welcome.
What's good, everyone?
Okay, I don't know what's good. You're about to tell us, though, right, with the spiritual forecast?
Right.
Okay, so first, though, we have someone who called, and his call kind of threw me off a little bit. Let me play it for you, sir. Please begin with your sign.
I'm a Cancer.
What's your first name?
Eric.
Eric, go ahead and ask Sirmani your question.
Where should I go relationship-wise?
The first thing I felt, Muddy, with Eric was he took a saw, like a, and then he asked his question. Girl, that weighed heavy on me. I'm not even a psychic, and I'm like, what?
My heart goes with him. He felt like he's in a hopeless place.
Yeah, what you feel about Eric and his relationship?
The relationship that he's currently in, at the very beginning, it was all bliss. You know, most relationships start off like that, right? Otherwise, we wouldn't even get into them.
Right.
But I do feel he's not getting out of this relationship what he once was. And there is a lack of fulfillment within this relationship. And I do feel that there is new beginnings for him. The only thing is that I don't see Mitch change until next year. But for now, I do feel Spirit is calling him to really contemplate and sit with what he wants to do. To be quite honest with him, I do see him stepping away. But again, that change is not going to come till next year.
Sometimes it's difficult and maybe he needs this lesson for whatever reason. But remember, don't put yourself through torture.
Mm.
Seriously, don't do it. You know, once you're ready, you got to walk away.
I think when you're in a place like this, too, it's important just to keep calm.
Anthony, I love that you said that because you can love someone, but that's not always enough.
Yeah.
That's just not always enough.
And then because of that loneliness, it's a big thing. You get yourself
into
something.
You're scared to leave.
Yeah. So just, you know, keep your level headed.
All right, Marty. Now, I don't know. Is Mercury in retrograde number one?
Girl, yes.
Oh,
did you guys hear about the Beyonce concert last week?
Yes.
That her audio stopped. I'm like, Mercury retrograde is written all over that.
We're literally we're talking about that in the Daily Dirt. That moment was crazy. I'm sorry to interrupt you, girl.
No. I feel like not only is Mercury retrograde grading right now, but obviously we're in the last week of Venus retrograde, and we have a blue moon coming this Thursday. So the blue moons are called that because they're so rare. The next one we're not going to have until 2026. So this is a really important one because it's asking us to open up what has been tucked under the rug. Full moons are really about that. They open up our emotions. That's why the moon is full. It talks about our feelings. Whatever's been brewing in there, it's time to dig it out. Air it out and let it go.
Air it out and let it go.
If you're really down, fool, get out there and experience a gong bath. I did that last full moon, and man, it opened me up. I loved it. It was a great experience.
I don't know why. When she said that, I just kept thinking of Jay-Z. Yes, get that dirt off your shoulders.
There you go.
Brush it off.
That's the thing, yeah.
Yes.
Let's go. All right. Well, Marty, I love you. Thank you for telling me what I already knew.
Yes.
And I want to remind everybody who's listening, follow her, please, at Illest Divinity on Instagram. You can even link up one-on-one. She can do more of a personal reading. Or you can call us, and we'll put you on a radio like we did Eric. Yes. And send me a voice message to at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Marty, thank you. I love you so much, girl. We'll talk to you next Monday.
You.
Thank you.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's nearing the end of August, which means we're close to September, ooh, which means we're almost October Halloween. So it's pumpkin spice latte season.
There it is.
That's what we're going to talk about inside food news. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and it's time for hottest hashtags. Automatic Anthony A. I want to talk about what happened last week. Former President Donald Trump was arrested, and his mugshot is everywhere. Fool's Gone Wild, that's a parody account on Instagram. They're hilarious. They did not waste a second. They put T-shirts up with a mugshot, selling them, bad hombre, and law-abiding citizen, and
it's a historical moment. No matter how you
support or don't support
wherever
him,
you're at on it, no matter what, that's the first time that's ever happened
to a former president
in U.S.
Yeah.
history. Yeah. So I remember, I'll never forget, I was with my friend Terrence, and he broke the news, and he's like really big onto like, you know, rap gossip and stuff that. So when he turned around, he's like, "Hey, bro, you see the president's mugshot?" And like stopped the whole restaurant and killed the happy hour vibe. I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you what was wild is they said he weighed 215 pounds. What?
Oh, dude, I'm so pumped, dog, because that means I'm like at least 175.
There you go. Exactly. It's Donald Trump math, not girl math. All right. The picture's up at Dana Cortez on Instagram with the T-shirts for sale. If you want the link, check it out. In the meantime, Anthony A. Food News.
Earlier, did you say pumpkin spice?
I said pumpkin spice.
Oh, gross.
What?
I forgive you. We're not talking about pumpkin spice yet. We're talking about pumpkin pie. Come on now, dude. All right. Pumpkin pie flavoring way greater than pumpkin spice flavoring at all.
But this and pumpkin.
Yes. Well, either way, listen, I'm a pumpkin pie lover. And for all my fellow pumpkin pie lovers out there, it's time to rejoice. The DQ Pumpkin Pie Blizzard is here till the end of the year, starting today, y'all. Let's go.
There's something about Dairy Queen ice cream.
Mm.
It is. It's the greatest ice cream. I think it's just a smidge above McDonald's.
Oh,
am
whoa,
I right? Just a smidge. And it's only because the McDonald's ice cream machines are never working.
I don't want no
They're
smoke with Ronald.
Working.
I don't want no smoke with Ronald, dog.
All right, now we are going to get ready for National Day. And what we got?
All right, we'll kick it off with National Bowtie Day if you want to feel fancy and be a
like
manager
that.
For
I like
the day.
That.
Also, the last Monday in August is Motorist Consideration Day, all right? So instead of throwing a bird to somebody, give them a kind wave. Let
them
in.
Actually, said this earlier. I have to apologize to DJ Automatic because he's the one that drives me everywhere. I apologize for constantly nagging him in the car.
There it is, dog.
I can't help it.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Red Wine Day.
I know I'm supposed to say that I like wine and it's fancy and all that. I just think it's gross.
Oh, ooh,
especially red wine is so dry and the hangover is like. I couldn't even handle a hangover at 21, less now.
I like a nice Pinot Noir. Makes me feel like a housewife.
I like the cheap one, the twist cap, the one that's real sweet. That's my kind, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So last week during a concert, Beyonce and Blue Ivy had an audio malfunction, and we know exactly why. We'll talk about this some more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, DJ Automatic Celebrity Birthdays.
We got Jack Black celebrating today.
Hey.
August Marturo, the kid from Spy Kids, he's going to be 16. And guess who's going to turn 18 today, Dana?
Who?
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo Child.
I want to win money.
And finally, we also got Shania Twain celebrating today.
Man. I feel like a woman. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to talk about something that made me very sad. He lived a long life, but it's still sad to see him go. Bob Barker, host of The Price is Right for the longest time, passed on Saturday at age 99.
I saw somebody tweet this, but the fact that he got so close to 100 without going over was amazing.
You have to watch The Price is Right to get that. The little spin wheel. Yep. Bob Barker, a jokester till the end.
Bob Barker reminding you, help control the pet population. Have your pet spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
All right, now we're going to talk about a photograph of Bad Bunny that Automatic turned me on to. I didn't know he took a not safe for work picture.
And so I get my TMZ updates. I get my TMZ updates, but I will say this. I clicked on it, and I saw more than I wanted to see of Bad Bunny.
It wasn't what you thought. The way or what you described to me,
Let me tell you something, though.
That, and the other. And it's a silhouette of the man's body.
It also shows his Netherlands, and he needs to trim down there.
If you would like to see Bad Bunny's not safe for work photo, go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. It's posted in my story, so you'll have to click the story to see it. And then finally, last week, Beyonce had an audio malfunction. Her and Blue Ivy have been performing all over the country. Blue Ivy's her daughter. I don't know, you might live under a rock or not, whatever the case is. She's just gorgeous. She's beautiful. She's so smart. She's talented. It's Mercury in retrograde. If you listen to What's Your Sign with our own psychic, Siermati, you'll know Mercury in retrograde is real. You need to update your computers. Do what you got to do because it's here.
No lie, Maddie told me that it was going to go into retrograde and my computer shut off right when she told me.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's nearing the end of August, which means we're close to September, which means we're almost October Halloween. So it's pumpkin spice latte season.
There it is.
That's what we're going to talk about inside food news. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and it's time for hottest hashtags. Automatic Anthony A. I want to talk about what happened last week. Former President Donald Trump was arrested, and his mugshot is everywhere. Fool's Gone Wild, that's a parody account on Instagram. They're hilarious. They did not waste a second. They put T-shirts up with a mugshot, selling them, bad hombre, and law-abiding citizen.
It's a historical moment. No matter
how you support don't support
wherever
him,
you're at on it, no matter what, that's the first time that's ever happened
to a former president
in U.S.
Yeah.
history.
Yeah.
So I remember, I'll never forget, I was with my friend Terrence, and he broke the news, and he's like really big onto like, you know, rap gossip and stuff like that. So when he turned around, he's like, "Hey, bro, you see the president's mugshot?" And like stopped the whole restaurant and killed the happy hour vibe. I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you what was wild is they said he weighed 215 pounds.
Yo! Oh, dude, I'm so pumped, dog, because that means I'm like at least 175.
There you go, exactly. Exactly. It's Donald Trump math, not girl math. All right, the picture's up at Dana Cortez on Instagram with the T-shirts for sale. If you want the link, check it out. In the meantime, Anthony A. Food News.
Earlier, did you say pumpkin spice?
I said pumpkin spice.
Oh, gross.
What?
I forgive you. We're not talking about pumpkin spice yet. We're talking about pumpkin pie. Come on now, dude.
All right.
Pumpkin pie flavoring way greater than pumpkin spice flavoring at all.
But there's pumpkin.
Yes. Well, either way, listen, I'm a pumpkin pie lover. And for all my fellow pumpkin pie lovers out there, it's time to rejoice. The DQ Pumpkin Pie Blizzard is here till the end of the year, starting today, y'all. Let's go.
There's something about Dairy Queen ice cream. It is. It's the greatest ice cream. I think it's just a smidge above McDonald's.
Oh,
am
whoa,
I right?
Whoa,
just a smidge. And it's only because the McDonald's ice cream machines are never working.
I don't want no smoke with Ronald.
All right, now we are going to get ready for National Day. And what we got?
All right, we'll kick it off with National Bowtie Day if you want to feel fancy and be a manager for the day. Also, the last Monday in August is Motorist Consideration Day, all right? So instead of throwing a bird to somebody, give them a kind wave. Let them in.
He said this earlier. I have to apologize to DJ Automatic because he's the one that drives me everywhere. I apologize for constantly nagging him in the car.
Is,
I can't help it.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Red Wine Day.
I know I'm supposed to say that I like wine and it's fancy and all that. I just think it's gross.
Oh, ooh,
especially red wine is so dry. And the hangover is like... I couldn't even handle a hangover at 21, less now.
I like a nice Pinot Noir. Makes me feel like a housewife.
I like the cheap one, the twist cap, the one that's real sweet. That's my kind, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.